You're listening to Mag Zinc Radio with Jimmy K and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Katie Skellen's live in the Devil's Lair. This was that number one song that Rocker was talking about back in 2017.
Yeah.
Top 41 of 2017. So here's some interesting news for you. Let's go back in time real quick. The number five song was Casket Robbery, The Ascension. Number four was The First Rule with One Man Revolution. Number three was Last Crack Icicle. I'm sorry, that was the number two song. And the number one song was Katie Skellen. So it was Mascot Theory, Casket Robbery, The First Rule, Last Crack, and Katie Skellen with Porch Hangs.
Wow, yes. That's a top five.
I like it a lot. Are we ready to get back to some more live music?
We are.
Hey, guys.
Let's get back to live music with Katie Skellen here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore Strano Pies. Your next song is called Somehow. And these short one-word titles, they could mean anything.
It's interesting.
Tell us about Somehow before you play it.
Somehow. This is going to be a short and sweet explanation, but I think this is more just about speaking out and not being afraid to speak out. Somehow.
Katie Skellen live in the Devil's Lair here on Devil Radio 92.7, listening to Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and 540 AM WAUK. And if you want to call, The phone lines are wide open right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Terry, you've been talking all night about all these texts and people messaging you.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy.
Listening.
Yes, people listening now and saying it just sounds amazing.
So, call and say
it's
hi.
It's good. Yeah, yeah. I think people feel comfortable texting and messaging, and then when it comes back to, you mean I have to talk on the phone?
Yeah.
Maybe people are afraid to talk on the phone, but hey, give us a call. We don't bite, or at least not very hard. Oh, Katie. Okay, so March, April, coming up really fast at this point. So what we're hearing, is this what you are wrapping up, and then it's going to be released?
I am going to be releasing my first track at the end of April.
Okay.
And then I have a second song ready to go after that. A couple months after that, I'm going to release the next one. So they're going to kind of slowly sprinkle out. With the Patreon, you know, I'm leaving it up to the fans to help guide me in what they want. So, yeah.
Okay.
I was like thinking it's like song A, song B.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you which song.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Is there such a thing as a release show or party anymore?
I'm sure there are. Okay. Maybe like in the summertime.
Oh, good. Oh, that would be another
right.
thing to look forward
well,
to.
Well, I guess with the pandemic, like it was hard, you know, to be like, yeah, everybody come to my show.
Right.
I'm going to play music for you and we can all be stuck together close. But anyways, but yes, I do want to have a release party eventually.
Okay.
Yes, that is in the plans. So, yeah.
Katie, you have also taken up teaching voice, guitar, and songwriting. Tell us about your teaching adventures.
That's been really fun for me. Super rewarding, just, you know, guiding students who want to try music. It's such a release. It's therapy. It's, you know, like learning a new skill and just guiding my students and seeing them grow in their confidence and being able to express themselves. I have some people who want to really do it as a career in their songwriting. And, you know, there's other people that are doing it more just for hobbies. Mm-hmm. But either way, it's just cool.
Are you working with people of all ages, too?
I am.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Yeah, I have, you know, all the way from fourth grade to retired.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Now, you have an interesting story with one of your students.
Oh, yes. That was so funny. One of my newest fourth grade students, I was teaching him, you know, the difference between minor chords and major chords. Like a, you know, major chord is happy and a minor chord is sad. And so I started playing some chords for him. I said, okay, this is an A chord. He's like, he started saying, you know, that reminds me of like the first person who discovered a cloud. And I was like, that's interesting. Like, he was seeing things, you know, he was seeing things and feeling things with these chords, which was really neat. And then I played a minor chord and he's like, you know, like, I don't know, somebody's dog just died or whatever. Like, so he could really feel it. He could tell the difference. And then, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to, what's this? We got an E7 and an A7. And I just started playing this and he goes, a guy walks into a bar.
Oh my gosh.
He's in fourth grade. I'm like, oh my God, I just about died. It's so funny.
Oh, he sounds like a future rock star.
He is. Mm-hmm. He is. He's just like naturally, he's got it.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
All right. She's got more songs for us, Rocker.
Let's get back to live music with Katie Scullin here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Katie, the next song you have for us is called Faint Glow. Tell us about this song of low luminescence.
Oh. Right, yeah. This song stems from the first time I actually got to do my Indie Tune-Up experience, where I was invited down to Austin, Texas to work in this like state-of-the-art studio and work with like a Grammy-winning producer and like every musician's dream, right? Like that chance. And the one person that I like wanted to be happy for me was not happy for me. And I felt really, really conflicted in that. And you know, I was supposed to be like excited, you know, and it was actually really, really difficult. And I had a hard time finishing this song. So I reached out to another songwriter out of Milwaukee. His name is Hayward Williams, and he's awesome. And he helped me finish it, and it really just kind of brought everything into perspective. Like, I was there alone by myself, like, in the middle of nowhere, and I was scared, and I was conflicted and sad. But at the same time, at the end of the day, it was, like, the best thing for me. You know, the people that are going to support you are going to love you for who you are and what you do. And so it was all meant to be. But so this is Faint Glow. Wow. And I guess I have to say, like, in that situation, before I even went there, I always had this, like, vision of, like, a warm light that was, like, drawing me somewhere. I kept seeing it, and I think it really was like my intuition knowing like it wasn't right. And so that's kind of where Faint Glow comes from. So here we go. There was a faint glow every high felt so low with miles between my heart and sanity I was lost in a desert on my knees. Time to find out. Oh, what a time to be.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you.
Katie Scullin live in the Devil's Lair here, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Maxine Kevy's coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. That's with Rocker. 2 hours of the best hard rock and metal from around the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, no.
You know, speaking of metal, Kel, speaking of metal, I mean, do you think you ever play in a metal band?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe throw the devil horns up on stage?
I used to cover Dio.
No way.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh.
We did Great White. And So, I don't know if Great White's considered metal, but Dio.
Dio's considered metal.
What song?
Oh, you are making Rocker smile over there about that.
What song from Dio?
What's that?
What song from Dio?
Holy Diver.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man.
Can you do like 30 seconds a cappella?
Oh, God. Oh. Holy Diver, you've been down too long in the midnight sea. Oh, it's becoming of me.
Chilling.
I know. I got goosebumps. Oh, my gosh. Okay, girl. You can do it all. All right. How do we keep up with you?
Oh, you know.
I know. Your Instagram is awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Very fun to follow.
It's coming along.
Where else can we find you?
KatieScullin.com. Or Facebook. That works, too. Yeah. Or you can come to the show on Thursday.
There you go.
So, yeah. KatieScullin.com. Or go to the Patreon. Patreon.com/KatieScullin. Love to see you guys there. You guys could, like, behind the scenes stuff nobody else gets to see, so
that is awesome stuff. Let's get back to the live music with Katie Scullin here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies on Max Inc. Radio. This next song is called Bloom. Is this a coming of age song?
That's so funny you say that. This song, you know, I sometimes wonder, like, should I explain what the songs are about? Because sometimes people like, you know, to make their own interpretation of the song or take their own interpretation. But anyways, this is about blooming. This is about, you know, kind of like the circle of life in general. You know, you start out as a seed, you grow into whatever you become, and the fruit falls and becomes a seed again. And, you know, I think that was just sort of reassuring to me, like a reinventive type of thing. Like, we're never done growing. So this is Bloom, and it was inspired by a little bloom that I saw outside of my window on a windy day. And as I was playing this guitar line, the tree branch was like waving up and down, and it almost felt like it was nodding at me, like, yeah, I like that. And so this is Bloom.
Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7. Katie Scullin live in the Devil's Lair. It sounds so good, Rocker. It sounds so good, Terry.
Really good tonight.
It sounds so good. And live on Facebook right now, too, with us.
Nice. We got 5 minutes before the hard break.
Katie, thank you so much for coming in to play for us tonight on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You know, we probably have time for like one more song. And I know you play a variety of covers out at the clubs around the area. Can you play us your favorite cover song? And I don't even know if we have enough time to even explain.
No, we don't.
Do it.
All right, this is one I've been working on through the pandemic.
Katie Scullin, live in the Devil's Lair.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jacuru. Dave, nothing's gonna change my world. 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 Images of broken light which dance before me like a million eyes. They call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Shakuru Deva, nothing's gonna change my world. 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 Sounds of laughter, shades of life are ringing through my opened ears, inciting and inviting me. Limitless, undying love which shines around me like a million suns and calls me on and on across the universe. Shakuru Deva, nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world.
Yeah. Oh.
Yay. Yay is right.
With 1 minute to spare. Yeah. Oh, my God. Amazing. That's one of my favorite Beatles songs.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. I love that song so much. And we were just talking about the Beatles. I was like, it's meant to be.
It is. We love you so much.
Oh, I love you guys.
Oh, my
gosh.
This has been such a wonderful hour of live music.
Yay. Live music on the radio. Katie, you have about 10 seconds. Where's the next show where people can come see you?
Come see us at Indie Tune-Up on Thursday, February 17th.
Broadfest.
And Bratfest, yes. Oh, and you know what? I'm going to be releasing the first song before Bratfest. So
excellent.
That's going to be exciting. So I would love to see lots of people out there.
We hope we can hear that here on Max Inc. Radio. Just send it over to
us. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely, for sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Max Inc. Heavy with Rockers coming up next is Max Inc. Radio.
Unplug from the politics and crank it up with Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.